Well, good news. You've made it to Friday.
You didn't. We didn't see what day it was. What day of the month?
Oh, yeah, right.
What day is it?
16th?
15th.
15th.
It's April 15th. It's not even April.
Not April.
It's June.
It's June.
June. June.
The sleep deprivation is real. Yeah, it's June 15th. It's Friday. Nonsense day.
Yay.
But before we get to the nonsense, we need to talk about how much time people spend watching YouTube versus watching Netflix. Wait, that's the same. I mean watching TV.
Not the same.
You are.
And actually, not none of that is correct. It's how much time people spend on the internet versus watching TV.
Well, I mean, it kind of was related.
Well, it's you could be. You don't have to be watching video.
I was shocked at the number, though. 170 minutes.
That's the average per day.
Yeah.
However, that is worldwide. And here in the U.S., it turns out, we still watch more TV.
I could see that with older people.
A little bit more. Like by 2020, we probably won't.
So, would you add those numbers together? Like, so people are spending 4 hours a day between the two things, basically, right now?
I don't know if that's how this chart works. I think it might be as a pool of total time. I don't know. But it wouldn't surprise me if we did both. I don't really watch TV, but... If I'm watching TV shows on YouTube, does that count?
Well, some people...
Oh, that's a good point.
Some people, like, remember the writer's strike, which has been several years ago now. A lot of the writers, at least on the shows that are canceled, complain that they're encouraged by the networks to write shows that are dumber because people are only half paying attention to them because they're doing stuff online as well. Don't know if there's any truth to that.
But why would that help?
Well,
to make it worse.
If you make the show dumber, then people...
Easier to follow.
Yeah, people don't have to pay attention to it. And that seems to be true because, I mean, you look at the really popular stuff on YouTube and it's not cerebral at all.
So you're saying if...
Are you implying that we're not popular?
If someone were to...
Are you implying we're cerebral?
Are you saying that if someone were to, like, spend a lot of money and actually make some really good television and take this amazingly complex fantasy series... and make it real and gritty, that some people would just wiki it and watch YouTube clips and not even get anything out of the experience?
I don't think anyone would do that except for me. I get the experience of reading it like a history book, which I appreciate.
No.
I might have queued up some Westworld for my trip and I didn't have an episode and it was like, you know what? The Wikipedia article on this episode will be fine.
It
I'll just use my imagination to fill in the gaps.
Wow.
Well, and like with Game of Thrones and fantasy literature, often it's sort of written like it's multiple historical perspectives. So when you read all these Wikipedia articles, it's like you're getting that same experience just in a written form.
The books are literally like each chapter is someone's
it's a
name.
Person.
Anyway.
Do you think that, you know, speaking of things where it's like you get the same experience versus the other thing? Do you think that's going to be true of GitHub after the Microsoft acquisition? Because you guys haven't talked about this right yet.
We waited for the...
So Microsoft is buying GitHub for $7.5 billion in stock. So I'm of two minds about this. The first one is GitHub was hemorrhaging money, from what I understand. So that gravy train with biscuit wheels had to come to an end sooner or later. And on the other side is... No... Please no.
Well, there's already been the controversy about the file system.
Yeah, GTVS. Well, I don't like... Or the GNOME virtual file system, GVFS, versus the Git virtual file system, which is the thing Microsoft added.
But they're sticking with it. They're not changing it.
I don't... It seems like... That seems like it's just two disagreeable people arguing about nothing.
Well,
you just summed up most of the work in software development.
Certainly, yeah. I think everything in the Linux community can be summed up by that. But the other thing is, I think I saw, I don't remember if it was 7,000 or 17,000 projects went to GitLab the next day.
Yeah.
So some people have jumped ship already. And there are alternatives, which is always a good thing.
GitLab is cool and all, but... What about GOGS? I think GOGS is where it's at. The Go Git server. I think GOGS is so much better than GitLab. Having to support GitLab makes me unhappy.
But I guess we... did you see the press release that Microsoft put out about this? And they were like, please, please just look at our recent efforts when it comes to open source. Recent being the key word.
Don't look at our long-standing history.
Yeah, anything past a year or so, just ignore all of that.
You mean like they're when they were threatening people with the patents on the FAT file system so nobody would implement FAT32? Like, that wasn't that long ago.
So, yeah, it's hard to trust them. It's like that DRM and the flight sim company. It's like, well, you'll have to excuse us not trusting you, considering that, you know, you just... it's like the scorpion and the frog. This is kind of your nature, Microsoft, to destroy things like this. So.
I don't think people realize how deep Microsoft is in open source communities already. I mean, Microsoft already has significant influence over like GCC and Clang and a lot of other projects that underpin the critical infrastructure of all things open source. Whether it's Linux or FreeBSD or anything, you need a working C compiler. Microsoft's involved at every level. Whether or not they're good, whether or not their intentions are good, I don't know. I mean, do you think we'd ever see Windows with open source componentry as like a critical thing?
I don't know. If they can move to a different kind of business model and still make all that money, maybe. But that seems unlikely.
You know, the company that surprises me the most that has been super hostile to open source is Apple. Apple did cups.
Is that surprising?
And, well, I mean, Apple should be indifferent or apathetic, but they're actually hostile.
Apathetic, if you would.
Apathetic.
Well, I think that would mean a different kind of thing. But yeah, I don't see any conflict with Apple and hostile to open source.
Apple and hostile to literally everything.
Yeah. Because open source is kind of hipstery, you know?
A little bit, yeah.
And that's sort of Apple. Now, I'm not saying that your average Mac user is going to understand enough to go into the open source world, but I think there's that sort of like, hey, everybody, I'm a vegan. The Linux community has that as much as the Apple community. That's one thing they
perhaps
share.
Perhaps more so.
Yeah, and so I think maybe in that Venn diagram has quite a bit of, it's almost just a circle.
Just one.
A literal circle. Nearly a quarter of Tesla's Model 3 reservation deposits in the U.S. have supposedly been refunded. They asked Tesla about this, and Tesla said that doesn't line up with their numbers, but that's this.
Maybe it's like a slightly different percentage, yeah, but they have actually refunded a bunch.
Well, they wouldn't give their number. Yeah. So. And this was, I think, as much as 25 or 18% in April alone.
Yeah.
Which, of course, is when they started hitting the wall in terms of getting these things rolled out. So people signed up, I think it was last April?
They announced the third delay.
Yeah, and so they're saying, hey, I signed up a year ago when all the hype was real, and now it's a year later, I want my car. You can't give it to me, give me my $1,000 back.
Basically, just another reason not to pre-order.
Yeah,
never pre-order.
It's pre-order culture in the automotive world. What a terrible idea.
Yeah.
Well, what about electric trucks? Can we pre-order some electric trucks from Daimler?
I think most of the time these are purchased by retailers. Fleets. And yeah, so they almost always do pre-purchase.
The description of this truck sounds like it's just an in-town like delivery vehicle.
Well, that's the little one. So that's the 230-mile one. And then the one in the big picture is the 250-mile one.
Yeah, I don't... Well, even 250 miles just doesn't seem like that's enough.
Well, they talked about...
For a trucker.
Yeah. It was for ports and last mile and stuff like that. So, I can see one huge advantage of these things being like, if you're delivering in some god-awful place out in the middle of nowhere, you could just have a little generator and a tank of gas in the back, and when you go to sleep, turn on the generator. Get up in the morning.
Well, yeah,
turn on the generator
like, yeah,
and go to sleep forever because of the fumes.
Well, you put it outside, and then somebody steals it.
You wake up and your electric vehicle's just on cinder blocks, and it's like, what happened there?
Or the battery's gone. How did they do it? How did they lift it?
Also, I just heard like a crash out in the hallway. I don't know what that was. One of the interns was lashing.
That was a door closing.
Yeah, that was just a door.
Was it?
Yeah, it was somebody excitedly like closing a door.
Time for my afternoon potty break. And
yeah, it's cookie time. It's like a crazy thing.
Oh, yeah, it might be snack time, actually.
Uber wants to patent a system that knows when you're drunk so that they can change the behavior of the application and or warn your driver.
I love how they're
determining it, yeah.
Slow typing and sloppy typing is one of them.
How your phone tilts when you're walking.
Tilting and walking speed, and also frequency of drops. So if you're dropping your phone all over the place, it's like, oh, that this person's drunk.
They're sloppy drunk.
Don't you think it's going to be funny if you're just a naturally clumsy person or bad at typing, and every time you get in the Uber, he's like, oh, having a good night, huh? Yeah, having a good night. You're like, what?
Or it's like 10 a.m. and he's like, are you drunk?
It's just judgment.
I think it'll be more exciting when Uber gets sued by somebody that's got like motor neuron disease or something, and they're the application's constantly classifying me as drunk. I'm tired of this.
But I don't think you don't get discriminated against. It's just so the driver knows.
Well, you may have been drinking.
The article pointed out something that I didn't think about. That this could be used for predators, like especially if it's like an Uber driver who's a little sketchy, who's like looking for people who are drunk to assault
them. Somebody pointed that out immediately, and I was like, wow, that's a dark place that my mind didn't even go
to. And yeah. You're young,
that's surprising
usually go straight
for
there.
You. I mean, yeah.
Well, I never think about, like, you know, it's like, oh, some drunk ladies want to be picked up. I'll take this one.
That's why you don't get drunk in public.
Speaking of things that should never be. Amazon's warehouse workers say they have been working without air conditioning and experiencing exhaustion and dehydration. So
there's a big asterisk next to this one. Now, I don't for a moment think that Amazon doesn't have horrible warehouse conditions. I think we've seen plenty of evidence for that. But the people making this complaint are doing it because of Ramadan. They're refusing to drink water while working in an un-air-conditioned Amazon warehouse.
They're also in Eagan, Minnesota, which is not exactly known for heat waves.
Usually when you're fasting, you're allowed to drink water.
Yeah.
Which is curious.
No, I don't think during the day, I don't think you drink water. Because this guy talked about how he got so dehydrated, surprisingly had to drink some water. He was working in a warehouse. And that was, you know, offensive to God.
The article also said that guy was working through an interpreter. So, again, Eagan, Minnesota, interpreter.
Well, you know, like, Minnesota is one of the biggest concentration of Muslims in the United States.
Which I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
But as someone who is religious, every fast, it's always said, you know, you can drink water.
But it's supposed to be.
And with Ramadan, I know, like, if you're pregnant, there's exemptions. Like, if you're old or pregnant or.
But the whole point of that is supposed to be, like, it's unpleasant. You're showing your faith and your commitment by dealing with whatever comes and denying yourself these things. So if you work at Amazon, that's just part of it.
Maybe that's where we're going to get peak engagement this week in the comments, hashing it out over whether or not water is okay during such.
I'm sure all those,
I don't know how many people in our audience are actually religious. So.
But all of those comments will be very even keeled and respectful.
We've just opened the floodgates now. I'm so sorry to you who enter here.
Except for the one whose thumbnail is just a literal picture made by and for 4chan. They're going to say terrible things. There goes our
all the anime girl thumbnails.
And the rare Pepe frog and the
you keep Pepe out of this. So sad that that's what he represents now.
We also want to report on the whole Dolby. Dolby is messing with stuff. So Dolby is restricting non-native upmixing on Atmos-based products. And so what they're talking about is upmixing like 5.1 channel surround to like 7.1 channel surround. But apparently 2.1 like stereo upmixing to surround is okay.
There were a lot of products mentioned here and a lot of weird rules. But basically it boils down to Dolby wants more control and they don't want third parties using any upmixer except for the one that they create.
Which has licensing fees.
It's kind of crappy.
Yeah, I don't think that's good for the consumer.
No, definitely not. Apparently Yamaha, was it Yamaha?
Yeah, Yamaha.
They're the one company, and they're like, you can have all the upmixers. It's your choice. And they're the only one left kind of fighting this thing.
Hmm. Well, so everybody should run out and buy a Yamaha surround system, I guess, to show Yamaha support.
Well, they won't be able to. The future models will not be allowed to do that, I don't think. So it could be an investment.
It does talk about how Aero 3D has a different physical speaker placement than the other surround systems expect, which I'd never thought about before, but apparently it's popular in Europe.
They ruin everything.
Maybe the Euros can weigh in here. Maybe some audiophiles can set us straight on this.
Maybe the same people that are going to talk about the Muslims can weigh in on it.
No, it's a completely different set of people, so we're going to get twice as many engaging comments this week. So It's gonna the algorithm.
They'll also
is...
complain about our audio. You can't invite that. We allow no dissent here.
Oh yeah, you definitely want to hear this in 7.1.
We are working on a 15-year-old stereo Mackie mixer. I'm pretty sure that's the audio is as good as it can get out of that mixer.
You want this in 7.1 so you can really hear which direction the air conditioner is coming from.
The answer is directly behind us, and it is freezing in here.
It's not freezing. No.
It's cold.
No.
Somebody's wearing a little dress, and she weighs 100 pounds.
I weigh 127. Thank you. Which will be relevant later on.
A study again shows pirates tend to be the biggest buyers of legal content. So this motherboard article talks about how people that pirate, they did a survey, and it's just a survey. So I don't know. It's kind of meaningless.
1,000 people.
Yeah. And so it's like, hey, do you pirate shows? And it's like, well, yeah, every now and then if I can't find stuff. And it's like, well, do you also subscribe to like Netflix or whatever? And it's like, yeah, I totally do. 91% of the people that pirate stuff also subscribe to a service like Netflix or more than one.
Yeah. I definitely, the kind of people who only pirate things are not filling out online surveys.
Yeah.
I promise. I guarantee you that. But I think it just points out that, and this is kind of true, because once I got Google Music, and I was like, okay, this is reasonably priced, it's really convenient, and it's all the music I really want. I can upload my own when I really have to. I didn't pirate any more music. Because
you didn't have
why would
to.
You
gave me a product that is worth what the cost is and solves my needs.
You don't have Google Music anymore, right? Did that go away?
I don't know. They're doing like the YouTube remix thing, but it's still there. It's still working. So,
Speaking of remixes on everything old being new again, the Theranos lady is back.
Look at her crazy eyes.
Those crazy eyes. Scroll down there. Look at that.
That's the face of a killer.
The headline is, she absolutely has sociopathic tendencies, Elizabeth Holmes.
Now, this is a little incendiary.
It is. Not just a little.
The guy that wrote this is writing a book about her, so he's trying to sell books. But it is crazy that the whole Theranos thing, it was absolutely a fraud. I don't think anybody's arguing the otherwise, right?
She has been convicted of fraud, as a matter of fact.
She promised that she had this technology, and she never did. It never existed. And she is actually, supposedly, shopping around to try to start a new startup. She's trying to get investors to start another startup.
Well, what idiot would invest in her after?
Powerful female figure.
I guess we're finding out. She is beloved, you know.
There are so many other females who are...
Listen, she gets those crazy eyes on you. You don't know what you're doing. Before you know it, you're signing away your life.
She's holding a steak knife at dinner. It's like, well, I don't know. If I want to live.
The article starts out really tame, though, and then it just peels back layer after layer after layer, and it's just like, the deeper the article goes, the more it's like, wow.
And
how did she survive?
There was, was it this article that I think was the guy wrote for a major newspaper, and he talked about early in his career, he was going to write about a security issue he found in a Mac.
Oh, yeah,
and
Jobs called him.
Steve Jobs called him, and like, he was going home at the end of the day, and he was like, wait, did Steve Jobs just, like, romance me out of reporting the truth? What power does this man have? And he talks about these big tech leaders. You know, again, they get the crazy eyes on you, and you just lose control.
The only way to stay away from that is to just not engage with them and refuse to do anything.
You're referencing something else.
McDonald's is making a big bet on cashierless stores.
I've never used one of these. Have you?
I've never seen this. This is not rolled out here yet.
I have not used this one, but there was a couple places in Taiwan that have this kind of an ordering system, and it actually works really well, especially when you don't speak the language.
It was interesting reading the article because they mentioned that part of what they want is they want people to browse more and to make sort of snap decisions like, oh, I decided I wanted this now, and people don't do that with people. That would be really interesting to try to design for, because usually when I'm designing an interface, I want everything to be as quick as possible.
Well,
so the user doesn't have to think about it.
But they said that worked. And that makes sense, because if there's a line behind me, I'm going to try to make a quick decision. But if I'm just there at a kiosk and I can relax and look through everything, I might buy more.
But how do you balance it being fast and be able to buy more but also not make it frustrating for the user, because Panera has something like this with the kiosks, and Panera's kiosk is awful. It's so hard to find anything you want.
Well, the place in Taiwan, the secret was that there was a thing like that at the table, and so when it's like, there was just a big button that was on screen after you ordered that was like, reorder drinks, and you could hit that, and then somebody would come and look at what drinks everybody needed, and it was there. You would have it. And so I could totally see that if there's just always a screen there, and it's like, yeah, I could go for a McDonald's milkshake, and you just hit it, and it just totally does it. Yeah. This is more like, you know, a standing kiosk, but if you have like 20 of those, nobody's going to be waiting.
The other thing about it is, I think people are more confident to do weird orders, like, I don't want any pickles, and I want extra lettuce, and
put a bun with mayonnaise on it.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, and whereas the person punching it in is never going to get that right, you can be confident the kiosk will. The kitchen might not, but the kiosk will.
That'd be a fun interface to design. It'd be a lot of work. It'd be cool.
Which thing do you want from the... I think In-N-Out Burger has a pretty good interface for that, for picking the things that you want to add, because you can add anything and take anything away. So some people have exploited that, I think, to get a burger with no buns and crazy stuff like that.
Oh,
it's
I'm
like,
sure.
It's like meat, cheese, meat There's, sandwich.
That's the thing, there'd be so many edge cases and like... I don't know. It'd be a fun project.
The other thing about this is apparently the U.S. is way behind the rest of the world when it comes to cashierless McDonald's. I guess it's because we've got so many of them. It takes a long time.
Well, they're not really here yet.
And the franchise, I guess the franchisees would have to pay for this themselves.
So that's conceivable.
Yeah.
But it's a good step as far as I'm concerned. I wonder, you know how there's this movement that like, if the cashiers see you using the self-checkout, they give you the skunk eye because it's like, that's my job.
You're taking my job.
Do you think when I was a cashier, it was not that way.
Really? Because yeah. I've heard that recently. Do you think that the McDonald's people feel that way about the kiosks? Because it's definitely replacing them.
I loved it when I worked at a grocery store.
Yeah, but what if you lost your job?
There's always someone manning the U-Scan. You just got to get in ahead of everybody else so that you learn how to man the U-Scan better.
Was that a dumpster diver?
I think it was.
Yeah, there's sound. You guys might not have heard it.
The inner city McDonald's, though, is going to be the most entertaining because it's going to be a wall of, like, vandal-proof touchscreen TVs and then, like, a giant metal hopper that you put your food in. And, like, you can see the worker, but they're behind bulletproof glass. And then they're going to deposit your bag of Big Macs into the metal drawer and then slide it out.
That's not allowed anymore. I think it was in Baltimore they ruled that was racist.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Putting bulletproof glass, not in a McDonald's, but in a bodega, was insulting to the black community. So I'm sure that if anybody wanted to make a quick buck, they would use that case law and sue McDonald's.
I somehow think that will not stand up once it gets to the Supreme Court. No, but I could be wrong.
Well, it hasn't been in the Supreme Court, but they totally, I think it passed one appeal.
Is there some way we can make our next story racist against bees? Because they used a drone to pollinate central New York apple.
Well, apple orchard. Did the bees give you that look when they see the drone? Like, hey, bro, that's my job.
Well,
can we bring an action on behalf of bees? Because we just need bees.
You guys, I think you're not thinking about how terrifying this is. This could be a bio attack, like, against us. Like, because, you know, I have bad allergies. What if someone just dumped pollen in our office? It'd be chaos.
How do you harvest pollen to put it in this thing?
I guess you grow flowers and then just, like, I don't know, dump the pollen out.
But is flower pollen? You would need apple tree pollen, right?
Yeah.
I guess, yeah.
So you're going to have to fill some sort of reservoir, a considerable amount of apple tree pollen, right? How do you harvest that?
Some amount of CRISPR. It's like you're just going to synthesize it in a tube, maybe, and just...
Do we have a robot that harvests pollen?
Or do you have tiny little, the fluffy bees, and then you just squeeze them through a tube so all the pollen comes off their fur?
The bees are gone. That's why we're using these.
You have to make the robot bees, like that one story reported.
Okay, so we're going to have robot bees.
And they're covered in fur. So they collect the pollen.
Just pipe cleaners?
Yeah.
Just wrap a pipe cleaner around? All right.
We've already solved this problem.
But the
pipe cleaner bee.
They've got, I think, 200 acres of apple trees. They did 5, and so they're going to compare... Are the drone trees better than the bee trees?
And they did this about 2 weeks ago, so it'll probably be a couple growing seasons, I guess, before we see it. No, for sure.
5 years from now, everybody that ate an apple from that orchard has cancer.
Somehow.
But God, they were good apples. So delicious.
They're delicious.
It's probably fine. It probably won't cause cancer. That's just me making stuff up.
Well, it is natural pollen, as far as we know.
Yeah.
So, I don't think the drone itself is going to introduce cancer. Maybe on purpose.
This Army unit will be the first to test an exoskeleton that lightens combat load. So,
this is cool.
The Army is deploying exoskeletons.
This is just for your lower body, your hips, and your knees. And these guys are like a mountain division, so they're always crawling up and down mountains. So stairs and mountains, if you're carrying a pack, almost all the weight of the pack is held up by this exoskeleton.
That would be amazing.
You know, they didn't talk about the battery life, though. That's what I'm curious about.
Like, yeah, if you're halfway up a mountain and then it just collapses.
Yeah, exactly.
Will that be like the next big thing in gear on the Appalachian Trail? Like, I have an ultralight exoskeleton.
But isn't that kind of defeating the point?
Maybe. I think after a certain point, after you've been hiking for 2 months straight, maybe it's like, man, I could do with an exoskeleton right now.
The other problem is this thing is not waterproof yet. Oh. So it starts raining. So the next part of it is like, okay, it's fine in the lab, but when we start getting it dirty and wet, will it work?
I think it would be a lot of fun to go on the Appalachian Trail with like the Boston Dynamics Big Dog, because once you got to West Virginia, they would just shoot it.
I mean, there's probably plenty of chances to get shot way before that. But
I don't know. If I was hiking the trail and I saw that thing coming at me, I might shoot it.
Yeah. It was coming right for me.
I've played enough Silent Hill. I know what's coming next.
Well, imagine like pulling up to a shelter for the night and then like, you know, you get ready to go in and it's like, oh, there's another hiker here. What the hell is that?
Do you think Rue would take on the big dog?
I think she'd be freaked out by it. She doesn't like the vacuum real well. She'll tolerate it, but I can tell it freaks her out a little bit.
That was the other thing about the exoskeleton. Apparently, it's very loud.
We're doing covert ops.
Yeah, exactly.
The first Nothing Burger story. It's kind of a Nothing Burger, not really, of the nonsense section is MIT scientists have created a psychopath AI by feeding it violent content from Reddit.
A+ on whoever picked this image, too, because that looks terrifying.
Pick not related.
Yeah, pick not related. What did you think would happen? It's like, I fed this AI a whole bunch of past chess games and it can't play Go. What did you expect?
I think they didn't say which subreddit they used, but I think it was the People Dying subreddit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Show the table of Rorschach tests. Yeah.
They're those like are ink blots or whatever, yeah.
Because you read the one, it's like, oh, that does kind of look like a wedding cake. Wait. Man being killed by a speeding driver. What? I don't
then,
see that at
and
all.
And then you like stare at it for a while. It's like, I don't.
Yeah, but again, it's like the data set that you used to train it. What did you expect?
And they didn't use any of the comments from Reddit. It was just captions on the pictures. So, yeah.
Here's another one.
The last one's the best one.
Oh, yeah. It's like kind of graphic and weird.
Man gets pulled into dough machine. Like, what about that says that? I think they were actually just trying to make a point here that...
Trying to make a headline?
Because, well, not only that, but, you know, a lot of people are saying that AI is racist. And these guys are saying, hey, AI is not inherently anything. Based on the data that you give it, it becomes what it learns. So there's no such thing as a racist AI. That's ridiculous. There's no such thing as an evil AI.
Yet.
People, on the other hand, are awful.
Both racist and evil, often.
In fact, people are kicking these food delivery robots an early insight into how cruel humans can be to robots.
He's so cute, too. Look at him.
Yeah, why would you kick him?
Just
unless you, like, he's kind of short. Would it be possible that people are not seeing him and stumbling over him?
No.
I don't think so. I think the cameras show that these are malicious kicks.
Yeah.
Why?
People
just,
are dumb.
Just people are angry. You know, people, I think people would kick cats and dogs if they thought they'd get away with it. Some people.
Yeah.
You ever see the video of the woman in, I think she was in London, and there's a cat, and every day the cat, like, comes and greets her and she pets it, and one day she just throws it in a recycling bin.
I did see that video. Didn't she get charged for animal cruelty?
Yeah, they found her because of the CCTVs, and she was like, I was just having a bad day.
What?
The same people that are kicking these robots, I'm telling you, they're out there.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But these guys deliver food, which, man, I don't think we could use that here because
it would just be gone.
The population density. Somebody would steal it.
Yeah.
But apparently, one guy tried to rip the flag off of one, too, because they got a little flag so you don't overlook them. And he attacked it and he couldn't do it because it was made out of some sturdy material.
What a weird.
Poor little robots.
People are terrible.
They got to make them cuter, I guess.
Well, I don't really. It's not that I feel bad about kicking a robot, but it's just. That's someone's property, and like
at someone's dinner, maybe.
Yeah.
How cool would it be if it had like the LCD screen face with like the eyes, and it's all happy and stuff? But then, you know, if you kick it more than 3 or 4 times, it can like spray you in the face with pepper spray, and it gets like the angry face.
Well, it's like the best one I've seen of that is the little Gizmo robot, and its little expressions are perfect. It has a little screen for its eyes.
Yeah. No. Deep in the Pentagon, a secret AI program works to find hidden nuclear missiles. Wait, if it's secret, why is there an article about it?
Yeah, well, and they also announced that it just got increased funding. They want to triple the funding.
Yeah,
it's
so
outrageous.
This thing looks for mobile launchers moving around from satellite images and probably monitoring Kim Jong's tweets. And they don't say exactly how it works in all ways, but basically it's just like, hey, there could be a nuke coming from this, and then it alerts somebody. But the one thing they say about it is like, well, if you don't really know exactly how this thing works and you're just some commander in the army and you get the email that's like, possible nuke, aren't you going to escalate in the other direction and overcompensate maybe? And like, it could lead to nuclear war.
Yeah.
Just because this AI is like, well, maybe, you know, today could be the day.
I think it could be. Remember the Google story? It's like Google is not going to work on AI weapons, and then it is, and then it's not. I think something like this would be perfectly okay for Google to work on. They could use their vast imaging satellite array and whatever else to actually look for things that look like a hidden nuclear site. That seems like that would be okay.
I think there's a lot of false positives on that.
Like, yeah.
Could Ryan's new house one day
have internet?
Have internet and or look like a nuclear missile silo?
Oh, my dream is to live in the missile silos.
Well, but then would somebody manipulate the AI? Like we saw the sociopathic AI. It's like, would somebody feed so much bad data to the AI hunting, the AI that's hunting nuclear weapons, that it's like, look, in Kim Jong's backyard, this is obviously a nuclear weapon. The AI says it is, even though it was fed bad data.
How about you just desensitize it for the day when you're eventually going to attack with nukes, right? Every week, let's drive those launchers, those ICBM launchers, along this road and just do that every week.
And then be like, oh, we were just transporting them, sorry.
I would tell, if I knew that they were spying on me, I would troll them.
Well, let's see, you feed it false data.
That's how we got Iraq. Missouri governor has signed a revenge porn law just as he is resigning over similar allegations.
It was literally like an hour later, I think. Like, that's what they're saying in the article.
Wow. Well, he's been accused for a while now, but he resigned because it's probably true. Apparently, he took a picture of a woman half-dressed. And I don't know if, like, maybe he wasn't completely serious, but he was like, hey, if this ever gets out, I'm going to show everybody this. And if you're a governor,
you can't do that.
Well, technically, you should never do that ever.
No, that's
true. But especially if you're a governor.
So, he didn't... It's funny because they linked to his Facebook post where he made a Facebook post and it was like, here's all the great things I've done and I love you all and it's been great. He did not mention anything about the revenge porn.
By the way.
But he did champion that new law. He also did a bunch of pardons and made a lot of changes on his way out.
Why is it true that a lot of the politicians that champion things are themselves guilty of whatever it is they're trying to stop?
Oh, that's the classic, like, why are all the televangelists eventually found in a hotel room with an underage boy? It's, you know, you preach against the thing that you are because you're projecting that onto the rest of the world.
So true. This man from Chile has bought a cell phone with 58 kilos of avocados.
Now, if you're American, you're like, how much is 58 kilos? It turns out that's about how much I weigh. So it's one Krista worth of avocados for a cell phone.
Imagine a man taking Krista's dead body into a phone store
with avocados
and throw it onto the table and say, give me a phone.
Did he at least get a good phone? Because I couldn't figure out what
he got. Yeah, I can't tell what he got.
Well, they said the avocados, they went to about $8 a pound. So I guess that was like $350, $375 phone.
Well, hopefully he got his money's worth. Good on him.
Yeah. The
good story.
It's for some reason in that country, they're doing this promotion where everything is priced in the local currency and also in avocados. And it was a joke, I think, but that guy was like, hey, I have a lot of avocados. And so they accepted it.
Nice. If you're in Australia, your internet sucks. We always make fun of it. There's a few places in Australia where your internet doesn't suck, but by and large, like America, it's like, unless you're in New York, well, even internet really sucks in New York too. There's only some places in America. It can't be too big or too small.
Like the seems like the middle of America tends to have the best internet, where everything's flat and they've got all the utilities.
Watch out for tornadoes, but
because it was built later on,
yeah,
and yeah,
but like New York City's internet is god awful. Price for performance, yeah. And most of the major cities really have terrible internet unless it's like commercial internet, and then you pay through the nose for it.
We've got okay internet if you're in the city limits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely just okay. It stagnated for a while, though, because before, when it was, like, Adelphia was doing lots of upgrades, and then those guys had that accounting scandal thing, and then for 5 years, Adelphia, it did not improve at all. In fact, it regressed slightly. They took away some of the higher end.
The important part is way better than Australia.
Way better than Australia.
Oh, my God, so much better.
Yeah, so the National Broadband Network chief has blamed online gamers predominantly for fixed wireless congestion. We're just pointing out, fixed wireless is a scam. It's a meme. It's not even a real thing. The reason fixed wireless is awful is because everybody shares the wireless spectrum, and it's a lot of people.
And this guy actually sort of understood that, but rather than put the blame where it belongs, which is everybody using the video services, he blamed gamers. And there was like this one plucky reporter who just kept going after him. And he basically did kind of walk it back towards the end. Also, gaming on wireless?
You poor, poor souls.
Yeah.
Wireless is so wildly inconsistent and terrible. Like, the fixed wireless is not an option, period. Like, no fixed wireless technology is anywhere remotely as good as a wired connection. And if you ran fiber optics, that's 100-year infrastructure. There's no way around it.
They apparently they've got a 75 gigabytes a month cap on their satellite internet, and now they are proposing the same for the fixed wireless for this very reason. And during peak times, they might throttle you down to almost nothing if you're gaming or streaming video.
The wireless, there's not enough wireless bandwidth to do much of anything except email and non-latency sensitive applications for sure. So
sorry, Australians.
This dancing doctor has gotten in trouble for dancing in video on the internet, but apparently patients asked for that.
I don't believe that for a second. Have you seen these videos?
No,
they're,
I did not.
They're pretty wild.
Oh my God.
You like, she'll get the nurses in on it too. Like,
yeah, so The video was always an unconscious patient who was under anesthetics and her just like dancing around him with a scalpel. And my description
sometimes
of it.
Other costumes.
You think my description sounds crazy? Yeah, yeah. And she's like, sometimes she'll adapt the lyrics of the song to match the part of the body she's cutting on. And one of them, she's like bouncing to the beat and she's got a handful of fat and then she's like starts going in and cutting. She has 7 or 8 malpractice suits against her.
Woo.
And a lot of these people are like, I'm afraid to go outside. She turned me into a monster. She was barely licensed to do this. She definitely wasn't licensed to perform anesthesia in the building she was in.
Oh, wow.
And
I didn't read that part.
Some people have woken up. One woman woke up with a sandwich in her hand. It's like you can't, the insanity of this. So everything she's saying about like, no, these people wanted it, the patients are not backing that up at all. And this is just an insane woman, and she was very cheap, and she did like contests where you got free stuff.
Ooh.
One of the women who's in one of these videos won the contest.
Ooh.
And so she didn't even know she was in the video till much later.
She's basically the doctor from TF2. And that's how I lost my medical license.
But you gotta, I don't know, those videos have been taken down from YouTube. I think maybe like Live Leak or someplace still had them.
They're still up, yeah.
And
I found them.
You should watch them because, wow.
Yeah, the descriptions in the article don't do that
justice at all.
Yeah.
No. So it's way, like, at first you're like, okay, I would actually kind of be okay if a surgeon, as long as they're not like jamming out, but like they're listening to music, I don't really care.
And I think,
but if they're like sitting here like hacking away at me to the
no,
beat,
yeah, and they,
which is what she's doing,
they pixelate it, but these people, like a lot of times the surgery's on their ass or something, and they're just face down with their ass out on the table. And I think one person actually died on the table.
Oh.
And she obviously didn't release that video, but
the I've seen videos like that. What I was thinking of when I was reading this was like, there's a dentist that has videos like that, but the patients are basically awake, but they've usually got some sort of hilarious thing going on with their mouth, and so it's like, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands, it's like, clonk, clonk.
Yeah. Well, yeah, for dental work, you're usually not under, so.
Also, that woman's name is Boutte.
That's I also legitimate. Know Dr. Boutte.
IKEA wants in on the esports market, and so they've got a new furniture line for people that are going to sit and play games.
Speaking
17
of
hours a day.
Your Boutte safe.
You know,
there's no photos of this yet.
Computer chairs were actually kind of big at Computex. There was a lot of, like, just, you know, like the Dr. Evil style, you know, wingback computer chairs. And why is that a thing?
Well, because
you game better. I would get to Diamond in Overwatch if I had a game chair.
If only. They talk about how these are going to be, like, they're going to measure you. And you're going to get a chair that is like your esports chair. But you know, talked about how a lot of the sponsorship was being pulled from YouTubers and going to the esports teams. Mm-hmm. I think, for hardware type stuff, I think they're trying to just get on board that same train. Because you think about the sponsorship dollars in regular sports is, it's insane. People will buy your shoes if a certain athlete wears them. So if a certain esporter, do we call them athletes? what do we call them?
I don't know.
But if there's, and you've seen Twitch streamers have sold a lot of the, what is that chair called?
Twitch Elites.
The Racer
chair. My God. The Racer people put that chair in every big Twitch streamer's house.
Yeah, we've been invited to sponsor that, and I usually reply with links to, it's like, I have steel case. Here's my steel case leap chair, and I never hear from them again.
But I think it'll work.
Yeah,
people will buy IKEA furniture because who's the hottest Overwatch player, Krista?
I personally really like Gaguri. She's a Korean player.
Of course. How could I forget Gaguri?
She's learning English, and like everyone on her Discord is just sending her memes all the time. So she's posting all these like half Korean, half English memes on her Twitter. They're really funny. Anyway, I actually have an IKEA chair. For my desk chair.
But it's not an
esports chair. No, it's just a white office chair.
You know what's coming? The next update from Google? They're updating the emojis.
One, at least.
At least one. Well,
this is the most important story we have this week.
More than one. But British egg producers are upset, and you'll never guess why.
You'll never guess.
This is like one of those find the difference pictures.
That's pretty obvious.
When you're a kid.
Like, I don't understand. Why would
you didn't read the tweet. The egg was removed so as not to offend vegans.
Oh, yeah. I didn't read the tweet. I totally missed the vegan part of it.
Yeah.
So people thought this was a joke because it's so ridiculous. But it turns out it's real, and this woman really is like a diversity employee at Google. And she's really proud of taking the egg out of the salad.
Some poor graphic designer was like, had 20 other deadlines that day. And it was like, push this to the top of the list.
I don't think it was too difficult to do. I mean, just like crop out the...
And then change the green. You have to re-illustrate a part of it probably, but... That's time I could be spent elsewhere.
But yeah, taking an egg out of the salad because vegans might be offended, that's illustrative of everything that's wrong with the world right now.
How long until we have people that are only like, I will only drink plant or... like fungus-based Soylent. Like, I will only get my sustenance from
Are fungus a lesser class than chlorophyll plants?
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
They're obviously low-class citizens.
You missed yesterday when we talked about the poop emoji.
Oh, yeah. And that's hate speech.
The poop emoji could be considered hate speech in some ways, and Facebook has an internal document to tell you when the poop emoji might be hate speech.
Wow.
Yeah.
Speaking of hate speech and emojis, Scots are welcoming the arrival of new ginger emoji with this emoji update. We'll check that out.
I mean, it's stupid, but I also kind of, I used to wonder, like, why don't they have a redheaded emoji?
You know.
And now they do.
That's one of those things I've never wondered about. Also, well, like, do we really have people that
got offended by
that dark of a complexion? And,
with red hair? I guess if you dyed it, you could dye it that color.
Do we have blue hair emojis?
I don't even know.
What about Twitch streamers?
The Twitch streamer emoji.
What about Stacy?
Yeah, Stacy's back here, and she needs an emote.
If you guys are going to comment about Stacy, make sure that you spell it correctly, Krista.
It's a. I saw her. I discovered her in the storage closet here at the office, and I was like, "Hey, would you like a modeling contract with Level One Text?" And she was like, "You know, I'll have to ask my agent." But she's here now, and she's Stacy with an I because her agent told her that that would push her brand to the next level.
And that's
I agree. The,
and that's she goes by one name,
just Stacy.
Yeah,
I Stacy. Just Stacy with an I.
Just Stacy.
Stacy with an I.
S-T-A-C-I.
S-T-A-C-I.
Yeah.
Oh, right. That makes more sense. The last NASA scientist to work on Nazi rockets has died. So. Turns out, end of World War II, we were like, hey, all you smart people, we can just look over that whole Nazi thing if you come to work for us.
Hey, you know what? We can forgive war crimes. So this guy worked under Von Braun, who famously came up with V2 rockets, which, you know, he dropped on Europe. That was a bad time for some people. So we forgave that, and we brought him over here. And this guy actually, I knew that a lot of those guys ended up at NASA, but this guy worked on our military rocket project first. Mm-hmm. So it's like, ooh. Hey, you Nazis, here's this top secret rocket information we've got. Why don't you work on it for us for a while?
This guy was 104 years old, too.
Yeah. I think it was probably a little easier to keep things secret back then. It's not like he could just, you know, log on and it's like, dear China,
yeah. Go,
have a plan.
Well... And he was probably in fear for his life pretty badly in the beginning. So it's like, oh, yeah, I don't have to go to Nuremberg. I'll do whatever you want. But the crazy thing about it, he talked about, obviously, I mean, you know, people knew. And so he said when he first went to NASA, there were some Jewish people who were very upset about him being there. But they all kind of came around. Like, he seemed like a very agreeable guy. Everybody loved him.
Hmm. Well, or maybe the people who didn't agree with him are already dead. Maybe. Not because he did anything to them, but just because, you know, he's ancient.
But yeah, he eventually worked on the moon rockets. We went to the moon on some...
Nazi technology.
Not super modified V2s. I mean, we basically flew up there on the wings of the Third Reich.
There goes their launch section. I'm so pleased. Now is a better time than ever. We have a Patreon, just such an event that you could join and hear more terrible, terrible jokes.
I don't know if they get much worse than that. We do have a podcast.
We do have a podcast. Yeah. We could break out the wine for the podcast. Maybe that might be.
Don't make that promise because I'll never stop asking.
Yeah,
it's a very special occasion. That turned out well, though. There are scooters, so there's this like scooter loan program, and these scooters have a speaker in them that's saying, "Unlock me, or I'll call the police."
It's if you like just play with the scooter.
Yeah,
like,
1 minute
if you haven't paid for it.
If you're standing on it, I guess there's a weight sensor, or you're pushing buttons for 1 minute without using your app or paying, it will begin to scream.
I wish it just screamed. Like, it didn't yell anything. It just was like...
Now, this is another one where everybody's outraged because they're like, this is offensive to black people. And it's like, whoa, hang on there. Aren't you, by saying that, presuming that only black people steal scooters? Like, talk about some, like, weird layered racism there.
Yeah. I mean, it is horrible. Apparently, it doesn't stop screaming for a long time either. So people will just immediately, like, run away.
Well, they talked about, what is this, The Guardian? They sent a reporter. And the reporter said that they just banged on one for 10 minutes, and that's as long as they could stand it because it never stopped screaming, but it did not, in fact, call the police.
Yeah, it never had that functionality. Yeah. It was just saying it to scare you.
Wow. So that means they're all going to be disappeared tomorrow, right?
Props to that reporter. They're committed to journalism.
Yeah, that's some actual good journalism in the days of, you know, just reading off a prompter.
Yeah.
I think that's the same company that does the green bikes, and those things are everywhere, even around here.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're just littered everywhere.
Speaking of us reading off of prompters, let's go on to the next story.
Apple Watch. You remember the gold-plated? Well, okay, to be fair, first-gen Apple Watches are all obsolete.
Yeah.
That's a non-story.
But it's an Apple product, right? So you expect it. Yeah. But you might not expect that if you bought the $10,000 version.
Yeah, you think Apple could at least throw in, like, a free current version of the smartwatch?
Maybe.
Be like, here you go.
Maybe you keep the band, and they just switch the...
The face.
Yeah,
It's an expensive upgrade.
But I remember when this came out, I don't know if we were doing the news back then, but I remember us making fun of this because it's only worth $10,000, but a lot of people paid $17,000 because it was those first. Remember when people used to stand in line for Apple products and like overpay on the first day?
Yeah.
Almost double the price, and it's already obsolete.
It's still worth about $10,000 in raw gold if you can find somebody that's willing to give you what the gold is worth, theoretically.
Cash for gold.
Take my Apple Watch.
The cash for gold people are going to be like, I don't know, $500? It's worth $500.
They're worse than that, the pawn shop TV show.
TV, yeah. I can give you $3 for this.
Also going on simultaneously with Computex was the Apple Worldwide Developers Conference. And the, like... Pretty much, I mean, of course, no new hardware was announced because they don't do that.
Yeah.
It's just software. But the Animoji is getting tongue detection, and I can't even believe we're talking about this.
This is, you know, honestly, this is the most important update of 2018.
Apple users, maybe.
Look
for
at
everybody.
The size. I imagine those are projectors, but, like, think about how much work went into that so they could display these stupid pictures.
Why is the robot's tongue so much larger than the alien's tongue?
Because alien tongues are small. Everybody knows that.
But the robot tongue is larger than the unicorn. And horses have huge tongues.
Maybe it's depending on how far the person who took that photo stuck.
I don't think that they have different emotes to account for the size of the person's tongue. But we should point out that the only feature that this does is you stick your tongue out and it auto puts the tongue out emoji.
You can also do Memojis now, where, like, you can
make the Wii, the Me.
Yeah.
And which,
I guess because these are all vector, it takes less network bandwidth to send a picture of these, or it can manipulate it in 3D or whatever, so you can... It's like, let me film my reaction here.
Well, here's the most important question. Can I make my Memoji an anime girl?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
probably,
you can customize it however you want.
Yeah.
Hilariously, the Memoji doesn't, like... You should be able to take a picture of yourself and through AI
get it close, and then you could update it from there.
But
no,
it doesn't do that. It doesn't do that at all. Because I was like, "Wow, Apple's got some impressive
AI
here."
Cool,
where
yeah.
you
well,
no,
listen,
it doesn't do that.
Isn't character creation the most exciting part of the game?
I don't want to be myself. I want to be Commander Data. Yeah.
The whatever. Other big update at that conference was dark mode, and that's it. Literally it. Good job, Apple.
Can you imagine that you're a reporter and you have to go to that, and you're sitting like you're 30 minutes into the tongue out emoji?
Oh my gosh, no. So obviously we follow.
That's the point where I would reevaluate my career choices.
We follow other tech tubers on Twitter, and I was looking at Twitter when all that stuff was being announced, and it was just a constant stream of, oh look, Memojis. Oh look, tongue emoji, and it was just like everybody tweeting about it all at once.
That was like me at the Intel press conference during Computex, because it was literally like. Okay, but who would care? Okay, but... And then they talked about...
All these people were very into it.
Intel was talking about how AI will make the computing experience better because the AI will take away the shit you don't care about and give you more of the shit that you do. And it's like... But then they didn't explain how it was going to do that. And then by the end, when, like, the guy, like, the... I think it was Brian Krasnick. I don't know. I can't remember now. Jet lagged. But the speaker was basically saying toward the end... Yeah, and here's the plan that we're going to do that. Oh, it's our Intel developer program. We want people to sign up to be developers with us so they can figure out how
it's
to do
paywall.
That.
Like,
yeah, and so it's just like, what?
Turn off your ad blocker, and then you can see this content.
Well, it's worked so well for Microsoft and Tesla. Just let the users test it. Figure it out. Send us a report once you run into something.
Yeah, once you figure out a way that you can use our Intel products to make the world a better place by doing something we can't figure out, then... Yeah, but we'll all make money together.
So except you won't make any money.
Intel's going to make all the money. Nothing screams fashion like these luxury Crocs with built-in tube socks. Okay, so I have to find the picture. Yes. Wait.
No, there's a picture.
Now there we
go. There you go. Yeah, that's the one you want.
How do you wash those socks?
Don't worry about that. Ryan asked me, we were at lunch, and he was like, how does this relate to tech? And I was like, well, we can say it's a design story. We considered saving it for the podcast, but it's just, it's so much better with pictures, like with an image, so you can see.
I didn't realize that Crocs had like writing on them now, too. It's like the girls with the writing on their butt.
Juicy you on get... your Crocs.
But they won't be juicy now that you got the built-in socks because they'll absorb all of your foot sweat.
Well, then every time you take a step, it's just going to ooze out.
Is there some piece of technology like the auto-lacing Nikes from the Back to the Future movie? It's like, your Crocs are now dry.
Ugh. I kind of doubt it.
I'll be honest. I had a pair of like knockoff Crocs when I was in high school.
Oh, knockoff. Did the other kids make fun of you?
Well, I only wore them to work because they were actually comfortable to stand in for like 8 hours.
Are they really comfortable?
Yeah, they're not bad.
Would you, let's say somebody gave you a pair of the ones with socks, would you wear them?
To work a retail job, sure. Because I always had long pants on anyway. You wouldn't have seen them.
What problem exactly does the built-in socks solve?
Yeah, that's a good point. It seems like regular socks are way more versatile.
Well, I mean, it's the same question you could pose toward, like, toe socks. Like, what problem does that solve?
Well, no, see, okay. So if you wanted to wear toe socks with these Crocs, you could. If you want, like, the thick, luxurian, you know, like, alpaca wool socks, you could wear that. If you want, like, the thin, breathable socks, you could totally do that. If you want, like, the athletic socks that are going to give you some arch support and some support around your ankles, you could wear those. But it just seems like having a Croc with a built-in sock just limits your options.
Yeah, what if you want to put on, like, a black sock to go to a fancy function?
Yeah.
You know, if you're going out to dinner with your girlfriend. Oh, wait.
Or the toe socks. I mean, maybe you need an individual sock for each individual toe because you don't like your toes touching. I mean, that's a thing.
Oh, that's a perfect excuse for that. I've actually seen people say that, like, the toe socks, and they're not really socks. They're like a thin shoe, is because that's for climbing and dexterity. Because you can wrap your toes.
They make actual socks that aren't, they're not, I know what you're talking about, Vibrams or something like that. Those are shoes. Like, there are actual just socks, like just cotton socks that have toes in them. And I'm not really sure why. My cousin loves them. She's mad because you can't find them easily anymore.
This is too much nonsense, even for level one.
We maxed out the nonsense this week.
We did. We had a lot of nonsense stories.
We turned it up to 11.
This has been another hour. So this week they got like 235 total news time.
That's not a record, but it's up there.
It is up there.
So if you enjoyed all that extra content, be sure to join the Patreon. And also, they got lots of bonus. For the last 2 or 3 weeks, we've managed 6 or 7 videos a week. So if YouTube hasn't given you the notifications, you should go back and rewatch all those.
Yeah, I definitely don't think anybody's getting any notifications. Yeah.